Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Mr. Number 253, A Consecrated Ministry. Now I tell you, God will not be trifled with. God is a jealous God, and when he manifests his power as he has manifested it, it is very nigh unto the sin, against the Holy Ghost to disbelieve it. The revealings of God's power have not had any effect to move and to stir persons from their position of doubting and unbelief. God help us that we may remove ourselves out of the snares of the devil. If ever a people needed to be removed, it is those that took their position in Minneapolis at that time on the wrong side. Now, brethren, we want to have the simplicity of Christ. I know that he has a blessing for us. He had it at Minneapolis, and he had it for us at the time of the General Conference here. But there was no reception. Some received the light for the people, and rejoiced in it. Then there were others that stood right back, and their position has given confidence to others to talk unbelief, and cherish it. Now, brethren, if you expect that every difficulty is going to be laid out in clear lines before you, and you wait until it is, then you will have to wait until the judgment, and you will be weighed in the balances and found wanting. Brethren, why not pray to God? Why not get in such a position that you can lay right hold of the hand of God? Why wait for God to humble us? Now God has been waiting for those men that have stood in the way, to humble themselves. But the word has come to me, if they do not humble themselves, I will humble them. Now God will work. He will have the work prepared for his Spirit. There is to be a preparation for the last great day, and we want to come into a position where we can work unitedly with intense earnestness and courage for God.